welcome to I Can Become. My name is Aspen and I am 9 years old. I live in Westland, Oregon. I like to sing, draw, and act. When I grow up, I want to be a voiceover actor. I really want to know more about becoming a voiceover actor, so my friends at ICANN Radio have arranged for me to talk to Susanna Mars, a professional voice actor. So let's start the show!
Hi. Hey, Aspen. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Susanna?
I'm pretty good. I like your outfit.
Oh, thank you. I like your shirt.
Thank you.
So, Susanna, tell me a little about yourself.
Let's see. I am an actress and a singer and an audio describer. I'm a voice actor. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I have a chicken and I have a dog.
Oh, that's really cool. Did you always know you wanted to do voiceover acting, or did you figure it out later?
I didn't always know I wanted to be a voice actor, but I'm pretty sure I knew very early that I wanted to be an actor. Some people say actress. Somehow I just gravitate to actor, maybe because my dad was an actor. And so growing up with two parents, both of whom were actors, one was a singer, actor, opera singer, I was around it my whole life long, and I loved theater, and I loved movies, and it was kind of the language we spoke around the house, and then I uploaded that into my heart and mind.
That's really cool. What is a valuable skill I must know to break into voiceover acting?
Well, it's interesting. When people say break into something, it sounds as though you just, boom, you just figure it out and you're like, I'm breaking into it. But the reality is, in an artistic pursuit, there's a lot of study and a lot of respect for a craft. And the craft of acting and voice acting are something that you study, just like history or any other subject that you dive into. What kind of voice acting do you want to do?
So I want to do, like, be in a show or be in a movie. I just really like characters.
So you're thinking about animation?
Yeah.
Those types of things.
Yeah.
So there are lots of classes you can take, of course. And I'm sure that, you know, YouTube, and there are multitudes of wonderful voice actors who are, you know, online, who you can listen to and start to practice creating characters. You know, just with your iPhone, you could create a character right now. And you start to ideate about, what does this creature look like, and how old are they, and how do they move, and are they able-bodied? How do they think? What's their cultural background? You start to really create a very deep analysis of this character, and then you embody that character with your voice, and you move like that character, and you think like that character. You write some dialogue for that character. You just start to really dive into it. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I have some characters of my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two that I really like.
Yeah.
I have lots of others, but these are the two that I really just love.
Awesome. I'm so excited you brought those.
This is Birdie. I am a 7-year-old girl who has a bird outfit and bird slippers. I am noisy, nosy, and curious, and very forgetful. I love animals, especially ducks. I like to say birdie, birdie, birdie fast when I am happy. And also, don't make me mad because I am angry when I am mad.
Oh, I love that shift. I love the character when you start out. You know, she has this really joyful energy and then you're like, but actually, I got really mad. That's super cool.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another one who's named Thomas Buttons. I don't know why, I just really love this one. Hi, I'm Thomas Buttons. I am a crazy newsman who is constantly sidetracked when I report the news. I talk way too much and too fast. I love, love, love to say yeah in almost every other sentence. I drink coffee all day and talk really loud. Yeah!
Love that. Very cool, too. I like how you used your voice, your pitch, really. You know, I liked your first character had a pitch higher than your second character, which had a lower pitch. And that's another cool way to distinguish a character with pitch and also pacing, because you said he likes to talk really, really fast, so he's a really fast talker. And pacing and pitch are two wonderful ways to create differentiation in characters.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So could you walk me through a typical voiceover audition?
Yeah, I could, actually. So I have agents, And I go to my computer in the morning and I see what auditions I have. Sometimes I get them the night before and I see what time they're due. I always have to make sure, but it's whether it's Pacific time or Eastern time. And then I read the specs. And specs are where they describe what they want you to do. And it could be a documentary film where I'm going to use my regular voice, you know, this voice, or I guess it's a narrator's voice. So I'll read the copy, which is the script, and I'll read the specs, which might say 20s, 30s age range, or 50s, 60s gravitas, or weighty, knowledgeable, or upbeat. But really right now, the specs are often an authentic read, which is just, I'm just a regular person and I'm talking to you, and it's not, you know, a read like a old-fashioned commentator who is kind of like a voice of authority. You know, that's right now, it feels as though that's less desirable than an authentic voice, like just kind of like the one you have now. So then you read the specs, you do the audition. I do usually a couple takes. You do a thing called a slate when you say, hi, I'm Susanna Mars, and that's called a slate. And then you put a little bit of space, and then you put your audition down, you record it yourself, you edit it yourself, and then you submit it to your agent, who then submits it to the client, and then you hope you get it. As my dad used to always say, and this is great advice for anybody who wants to do anything performance, he always said, do the audition and forget about it. Because one of the hardest things about being a voice actor or an actress or a singer, all those things, is you put yourself out there, you put your heart on your sleeve, you made, you know, you created these beautiful characters, and some client may say, nope, not that, something else. So it's continuing to feel the joy of creativity through all the ups and downs of being hired or not.
Thank you for sharing. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Let's talk about the characters you've portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
Which ones are your favorite and why?
Oh my goodness. That's interesting. I recently took a class, a singing in animation class, which was wonderful, with this wonderful teacher named Ned Lott. And we had the opportunity to sing a character that's already in the Disney canon. And that was a lot of fun. I did a mouse. Oh, gracious. I don't think I'm going to remember the name of the movie. But it was originally voiced by Carol Channing, and I got to sing a great song in the studio as a character, which was just a total blast, because either of your characters that you created, they could sing, right? So it's not only just creating this character but is in the world and speaking, but that you could go even further and say, well, what else might they do?
Could I hear the singing voice of the character?
Of the mouse?
Yeah.
Oh, gracious. Yeah, I think
you're
comfortable. Yeah, like, I think I'll just come up with some lyrics that I know from another song. But she was like, marry the man today. Marry. Get married. It'll be great if you get married. Oh, I think you're going to find a lovely guy. And it's going to be fun when you meet him. Yeah.
That's
that
funny.
Was like really off the cuff.
Could you share some of your experiences of getting into character when preparing for a role?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's a great question. I like to really think about the person, what their life has been before they've been in this play or on this page in the script. I like to think about how their body moves. I like to think about how they fit into the story and what they bring to the story. Yeah, I like mostly to think about what they want. You know, what do they want? Because that often propels characters to do things.
Do you wish you would have done anything differently in your career, and why?
Oh my goodness, that's a corker. Aspen. Interesting. I'm a firm believer that things happen for a reason. So I wouldn't say that I wish I had done things differently. But being a woman of my age, and having a family, I have two daughters, there are some expectations around women that make career paths sometimes difficult. When I work as an actress, and when I was working as an actress when my first daughter was born, I was asked to go out of town, and I would go out of town, but I think there was a little part of me that was afraid, because my mom left town a lot, that I didn't want my kids to miss me too much. And that was just an interesting thing I had to work out as an individual. And my partner has been wonderful in supporting my career dreams. But when my kids were little, it was nerve-wracking to think about really shooting for the stars, because that might mean that I couldn't stay here in Portland. And so I think I would just continue to nurture myself and my family relationships and kind of keep expanding that container of how we can love each other and be family and live in ways that are different than maybe we've been doing, you know, and allow each other to really shine, like spread our wings.
Do you have any upcoming projects you want to tell us about?
Absolutely. I have, I'm going to be doing the show Matilda at Portland Playhouse, in which I'll be playing Miss Trunchbull. So I'm super, super mean and horrible. I hope you'll come see it, Aspen. And then after that, I'll be doing a show, another show at Portland Playhouse called Amelie, which is a beautiful piece. And I also have an ongoing blog and a website. And I'll be doing a voiceover job tomorrow morning, which is lovely, in which I'll be talking about cats. You just never know what you're going to do in this job.
I really love cats, so like that was just like...
Oh my gosh. See, I might have to call you for some research.
Do you have any questions for me? I am happy to share.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'd love to ask you some questions. So how did you come to enjoy voice acting in the first place?
Well, I have like a collection of stuffies, maybe like 50, 60. I've been collecting them since I was 3. And I have voices for all of them.
Wow.
And different personalities. So like, yeah, I've had a lot of time on my hands.
That is so cool.
And I think it's just a really cool idea to just be able to be someone or something else and just be in a different world or a different universe.
Mm-hmm.
You can go anywhere and you can be anything. And I just want to create voices and share them with the world.
Wow, that's awesome. Do you want to write your own stories, or would you prefer to work with a writer and then create characters with a collaborator?
I mean, I do love to write, but I'll just really do anything that involves voice acting because I just love it so much.
Very cool. How do you record yourself now?
I don't really record myself. I just more like play around with my voices, sort of just like mold them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do voiceover acting classes.
Oh, very cool.
So yeah, then I just like play around with voices in there.
Do you ever record yourself in those classes?
Well, we do it in a booth, so we do record it sometimes. Sometimes I just hear myself. We don't really, like, do anything with it.
Mm-hmm. When you do your voice acting, do you do a vocal warm-up? Like,
Yeah, sort of like that.
Kind of get your range going, because that's super helpful, because then it'll help you with your own range, your vocal range, with being able to create characters that talk really, really high and really this and that and... all the way down to the depths, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. And there are a lot of wonderful vocal exercises to do that you can find online with trusted teachers. That is something that I'm very passionate about, is making sure that any teacher that you ever work with is a trusted teacher, and someone who you've heard from other professionals is a trusted professional.
I was wondering if I could update you on my progress as I continue my voiceover career.
Oh, I would be absolutely delighted. And then you can look at my website and follow mine.
Yeah.
We're just fellow actors now.
Yeah. Susanna, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me on ICANN Radio. I've had so much fun, and this has just been truly an amazing experience. And it was just so nice to meet you.
Oh, golly, Aspen. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed talking to you. I'm still thinking about some of your wonderful questions.
Thank you for listening to I Can Become with me, Aspen. Today, I have learned that it's important to develop your characters and their backgrounds, and that vocal warm-ups are very important for your character's pitch and pace. What do you want to become when you grow up? Why not tell my friends at I Can? Just visit iCanRadio.org and let them know. And maybe you could interview someone cool, just like I did. I wanted to thank my guest, Susanna Mars, for coming onto the show. Because of you, I now know I can become a voiceover actor.
That was an original iCan production called I Can Become. You can tune in to I Can Become every Wednesday at 5 p.m. If you want to catch up on previous episodes or learn how to make your dreams come true, head to iCanRadio.org.